Yeah, fantastic result. On especially on the back of Saturday, kind of you can have after the Lord's Mayor show, so to speak. Dominated the game. Should have won by more. That's my criticism to the players, and probably after. We've missed a lot of chances tonight, and that's something we've got to do better. Won't always get away with that. Perhaps haven't done at times this season, but realistically, like I say, we dominated the game. But it could have been a different press conference we're having now.
Yeah, I mean, when it goes into 1-0 like that, and you suddenly see James McKeown kick it against their player, that's one of the things that anything could happen, isn't it?
That was the one. That was exactly the one. And I thought, to be fair, Gray's a good player for them. He's a clever player, and I thought he would have gone for the chip straight away. Thankfully, he sort of fluffed his line there, but kind of that was always on my mind, even going into 4 minutes added on, that you just think, are we going to be made to pay for it? Thankfully, tonight we weren't. Would we have deserved it? I guess that's kind of two sides to it. I don't think we would have, really, but at the same time, we'd have had ourselves to blame in that we didn't, get a second and make it a lot more comfortable.
When you got into the penalty area tonight, it seemed as though wrong decisions were made at times.
At times, sort of the one first half, Joels and Lenny. I mean, you have to give the keeper credit as well. But Lenny's done great, as in the way he's turned on it, and then I think just slot it the other side, and Joels the rebound. Second half, Lenny's done great with a little Cruyff turn and hit the bar. That's unlucky. But these others, I'm sure he feels he should have scored. Just that final ball. First half, we got a real sort of good momentum to us going into it after maybe not the best start. Probably 10 minutes in, we got to grips, and the longer it went, kind of if we could get that goal before half time. It didn't come, but thankfully it came early second half.
The thing with Lenny is that, even if he misses them, he's going to be there for the next one.
Of course, yeah, and look, these people have their opinions, but ultimately he's done brilliant for us. Saturday he gets the assist at the end, and I just think overall we need to be better. We got a little bit ragged, almost as though we thought the job was done at 1-0, and like I say, it's not. But that can come sometimes when you're so much on top of a game. And like I say, a very different scenario than Saturday's game. A decent crowd in for certainly for midweek, but quiet, and that's how it'd be, because as I said, we all know that tonight it's a case of an expectation of turning up to see us win, and thankfully, that's what we have done. It was well deserved, and it sets us up nicely for another home game on Saturday.
And it was a quality finish when it came.
Well, it sort of to this probably then and maybe 5-10 minutes after that. First half, he was the best player in an attacking sense on the pitch. It added to me probably my two full backs overall, who did the jobs professionally. They were the standout players for me.
When you saw James McKeown going over after taking about a 2-foot divot out the park, were you concerned that he was injured and you hadn't got a keeper on the bench?
I wasn't initially because I didn't see it. I saw the ball sort of go past him and had turned away to look up the pitch. And then I heard, obviously, that something had happened. In one way, it's sort of funny, but at the same time, as you say, I was, my first thought was just to get Pars warmed up, and my initial feeling would have been to put Sean in goal, but it was would have been far from ideal. But I think he seems fine now, so touch wood, it won't be an issue.
Hasn't changed your opinion about putting a keeper on the bench because it only needs to happen once, doesn't it?
It does, but how many times has it happened? And again, I'm touching wood, but it I believe it's a risk worth taking.
No Ollie Palmer on the bench tonight. I think you were hoping of getting him on. What's the situation there?
No, not hoping to get him on, hoping to for him to be fit. He trained yesterday. In the football he looked all right, but prior to that we'd done some stride outs, things like that. He was a long way off. I wanted him to train this morning with Dave Moore, the physio, And again, we got kind of similar feedback where he's not at a flat-out pace. So from that point of view, these lads that are fit and ready, that are ahead of him and will be until he proves that he's, 100% right, because big games, we can't carry passengers. And if he's on the bench, cold night, you put him on, he's not quite right, the risk of damaging it further.
Is it frustrating for you and the player?
I'm sure it is for the player. For me, I'd like him available, but so we've got, other people at the minute, available, and lads that have sort of scored goals. So yeah, it kind of, the ball's in Ollie's court in terms of it's his body. He knows how exactly how it is. I don't, and I find it hard to understand these injuries because I never had one myself. I never had a muscle strain. Maybe I didn't have any muscles, but it was not something I suffered with. But hopefully he'll be back soon.
So this banana skin out of the way, and now Braintree on Saturday.
Yeah, they've pushed Halifax a long way. A tough game Saturday, last minute they lost. Another tough one tonight, Bristol Rovers. Not sure exactly. I've seen this was a sending off, but not sure when. But again, I think it was 83rd minute for Bristol Rovers to win that one. Just said to the players, we need to be better in aspects, certainly if chances come along, because it'll be a tough game. Braintree, as record here, has been good against them. We've had his troubles in the past away from home, but this season got a good win. But won't be easy. And again, I've got no, I certainly won't be turning up Saturday just expecting the victory. We've got to be professional, rest up tonight, tomorrow, and then back in on Thursday.